Okay, and welcome back on this Friday night. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Next week, Thanksgiving, and then we just keep going one after the other, week after week, and then it'll be New Year's Eve, and then we'll be into 2015. Zoom. Going down to Adelaide, Australia now to talk to our friend of so many years, David John Oates, who has pioneered something that is so effective and so remarkable that he briefed the U.S. intelligence agencies for, I think it was 5 days, in a long seminar and never heard from them again. Guess what they did with the technology? They used it, and they are still using it. You can count on that. Hello, David. How are you down there?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you, sir?
We're up here, and we're getting rained on, and that's very nice because down in Southern California, Central California, it is it's bad, as you know. But up in Oregon, Washington, and the Northwest, we're still getting rain. Unfortunately, the West Coast and the Northern Pacific is, by and large, now, as I've been forecasting, dead and devoid of most of its sea life already. Another year or two, this emission of radiation is not going to stop for at least a century. A century.
Wow.
The Pacific Ocean will be completely devoid of life within a very few years. Nothing left. And you know what's weird, David? The animals are gone in the ocean. They're not dying and washing up or rotting. Sea life along the shore, dead. There are no insects. The odors aren't there like they used to be. It's all a chain of life.
Wow.
It's all a chain of life. And the higher up the food chain you go, the more deadly and concentrated the radionuclides become in the fish that the bigger fish eat, or the seals eat, or the polar bears eat. Last week I had a story. Half the polar bears in one particular area, a very important area of the Arctic, are now gone already. They're dying.
Wow.
No whales, not a single baby whale, has been observed to live beyond 1 year of age since 3/11, the Fukushima disaster. The whales are dying. So,
Wow. Good
job, nuclear power. Good job. Anyway, tell us what's going on with you down there.
Oh, as far as reversals go, I've got a lot of reversals for you tonight. I don't know whether we'll get through them all in the hour, but we'll give it a shot.
Great.
Things are going well. I've got a new marketer team starting for me in London. They have their first big presentation Wednesday next week, so that's all exciting. Things are progressing along.
How are the apps working? Do you have them for Android yet or just the iPhone?
Look, I've got the Android version right now on my phone. It's not ready for release yet. It's still a couple little minor bugs to take out of it, but hopefully by the new year.
Tell our listeners, David, what the apps will do. Say you've got an iPhone and you really are interested in reverse speech. What will the app do for them?
Well, it'll do several things. For start, it'll now be used, obviously, to record a conversation and then run it forwards and backwards, and you can vary the speed. Now, that's its basic functions. Mm-hmm. A little bit more advanced functions on the paid version of the apps. The app's free. The basic version's free. And if you want to upgrade to the paid version, I think it's $4.95, you get a couple of little extra features. Excuse me.
It's okay. Yeah, go ahead. It's all right. Take your time.
You can save your files. I should take a drink. Excuse me.
Okay, get a drink of water. In fact, have a drink. No problem here. Yeah, the apps are really extraordinary. And if you upgrade and get the other one for $4.95 extra, it does things. And it produces... doesn't it sort of look for reversals in its own way?
Well, no, not really. It still comes down to the hard yakker of actually playing the tape forwards and listening to it in reverse.
Okay.
But the app will enable you to save the reversal.
Yeah.
And email it to friends.
Oh, you can USB it right into your computer.
Oh,
or
yeah,
email
absolutely.
It straight away.
Yep.
Oh.
Email it straight off your iPhone.
Oh.
Yep.
Very
and
good.
And we get a lot of... reversals emailed to us from people who've used the app and they've found their own reversals and they've emailed them to us. And yeah, some of them have been quite good. We've got a few little gems in, you know. So,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So yeah. So it's a great little thing. We get a lot of good comments about it.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I remember when it was just a glint in your eye. How many years ago was that?
Many years ago. Yeah, that's right. Wow. A lot of little glints in my eye are gradually coming true, Jeff. They're slowly all happening, one by one.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you got planned tonight?
All right. Well, we've got quite a few rehearsals. Let's start off with them in alphabetical order. Joe Biden's the first.
And
these are all from recent speeches. So here's the first one.
One dear friend of all of ours who is not here tonight, Ron Asmus.
Okay, I don't know what that's from. Versal says, and they're freed now. I'm talking about people who died. I guess it's a spiritual reference, and they're freed now.
And they're freed? No. And they're freed? No.
There it is.
And they're freed? No.
And if I play the whole lot backwards, you'll hear it amongst the gibberish. There it is, right at the very end.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's probably just a reference to, here's another one, Joe Biden. Here we go.
It was a staggering undertaking, and there was no one else, I believe, other than an American group of military warriors who could do it. And the world is a safer place today.
And here he says, sign on.
Sign on.
Sign on. Sign on.
So he's talking about some military mission. And,
sign on.
Agree to it. Okay?
Very good.
All right. Here's another one on Joe Biden.
It was a staggering undertaking, and there was no one else, I believe, other than an American group of military warriors who could do it. And the world is a safer place today.
Oh, that's from the same speech. Here is the one. There will be crime in it.
There is no one but Rudy McGarren.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There is no one but Rudy McGarren.
I'll be bothered.
There is no one but Rudy McGarren.
Quite a long reversal, hey?
It is.
There will be crime in it. Okay, well, he's talking about some military mission. It's not as straightforward as it would appear, okay?
No, not at all. There were a few of them
are.
Here
we have another one on Joe Biden. Here we go.
And your family was so open in hosting me several years ago.
Talking about your family so generous in hosting me, and he says they're investigating each one.
That's very, very revealing, obviously. There's nowhere to hide. You've got no privacy. And in reverse, he's telling the truth. Yeah, we're investigating each one.
That's a funny reverse. I'm gonna play that again. Here's the forwards.
And your family was so open in hosting me several years ago.
They're investigating each one.
They're investigating each one.
There it is.
They're investigating each one.
I'll be bothered.
They're investigating each one.
That might go off my website, I think.
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I've only listened to these once. I was emailed them all a couple of days ago. I only had time to go through them a few hours back, and so I picked out the best out of a bunch. And okay, so that's what we got on Joe Biden. Here we have two on Kenneth Copeland. Okay.
Radio and television evangelist.
Yep. Here we have the first one.
Gloria and I had already been praying for him and for the other people in that team that were in that hospital.
And he says, and they will give blood.
And they'll give blood.
Wow.
And they'll give blood.
Nice and clear.
And they'll give blood.
Huh.
Wonder what he's talking about.
I don't know. Play the forward.
Gloria and I had already been praying for him.
Sorry? I interrupted you.
No, play the forward. I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead, please.
Here we go.
Gloria and I had already been praying for him and for the other people in that team that were in that hospital.
Oh, probably talking about...
Yeah,
hospital. Work in Africa or something, I'd imagine.
Yeah, something like that. And in reverse, he says?
And they will give blood. Here it is.
And they'll give blood.
Huh.
And they'll give blood.
Wonder if he's literal or metaphorical.
Could be literal.
There.
Could be simple as that, aid workers in hospital giving blood.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in either case, they're putting out, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nothing ominous or negative in that. This one's a little bit interesting. Here we go.
And we come against this thing all over the world. Glory to God.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, they give that growl. Glory to God. That's funny. And here he says, on this sixth figure.
And we come against this.
Oops, sorry. He hit the wrong button. Here we go.
On this sixth figure. On this sixth figure.
There it is.
On this sixth figure.
I guess he's getting six figures, I'd imagine.
Well, there's big money in invoking the name of God to cow the masses.
That's there certainly is.
Quite
big
a scam.
Money.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, definitely. All right. We move on. Next on the list is John McCain. Here we go. Let's say let's listen carefully to the forwards.
And that the situation is very much like Yemen and Somalia shows me that the president really doesn't have a grasp for how serious the threat of ISIS is.
And here he says, alarmist enemy.
Alarmist enemy.
Huh.
Alarmist enemy. Alarmist enemy.
It could be alarm this enemy.
Yeah, something else in front there. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, I know. I heard something else there, too.
Alarmist enemy.
Islam, this enemy.
Allah, or what's missing? It almost could be Islam, but the is missing.
Let's do it again. Yeah, there's something not quite right about it.
Islam, this enemy.
No, there's no s. It's alarm this enemy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. But
which makes sense.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Okay, here we have another one. John McCain.
All this didn't have to happen.
And here he says, the bad bandits.
The bad bandits.
The bad bandits. The bad bandits.
Nice and clear.
Sure is.
Yep. All right.
He's thinking about running again. And I think,
is he really?
Yeah, and I think he's... Well, that's in 2 years. And I'm pretty sure... He's 82 now. He'll be 84 in 2 years. And if he gets another six-year term, that'll put him over 90. He'll probably go for 100. I bet he goes for 100.
Too old to run again. Wow.
Yeah. What else is he going to do? He didn't want to retire. He's a fighter. He loves to fight, argue. He loves the limelight. So that's his career. Yeah. A true career politician.
All right, here's the next one on John McCain.
If we do not help Ukrainians, there's going to be a worse of a slaughter.
Here he says, we deal fate.
We deal fate.
Wow.
We deal fate.
I guess America does.
We deal fate.
They certainly dish up the fate for many people, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And next one on John McCain. Oh, that's it. Okay, all right, that's all I got on John McCain. Now we've got 1, 2, 3 on Mel Gibson. Australian actor Mel Gibson.
Yeah, poor Mel has all but disappeared from making films now.
Yeah, well, some of these reversals will tell you why.
Yeah.
Here's the first one.
You know, so I'm kind of a work in progress right now.
And here he says, lost money.
Lost money.
Lost money.
For itself.
Most money.
And he has. He's lost a lot of money in recent years.
Yeah.
And here we have...
All because he criticized Israel and world Zionism.
Yep. Yep. Yes. And here we have a little insight into his nature in this reversal.
Did you know him? Did you know he was Jewish?
No, I don't think so.
Talking about Jewish, next... Forward, and here he says, mostly want a punch.
Mostly want a punch.
Wow.
Mostly want a punch.
Nice and clear.
Mostly want a punch.
He's very angry about what was done to him, and rightly so.
Yep. Yep, there we go. So that's a nice clear reversal. And then we have another one, this one here.
In sobriety, sitting here in front of you, national television.
Says the light won't shine.
The light won't shine.
Oh, yeah.
The light won't shine.
Well, I guess he's thinking his light's gone out, maybe. That's from a recent interview, I believe. There we go. Bit of insight into Mel Gibson.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wish he'd somehow make a film. But the problem is not so much in making the film. It's getting it into the hands and getting it distributed by the industry. And when the industry is all owned by people who are of an allegiance that they would oppose you, you don't get very far.
Yeah, right. All right, now we have several reversals on Obama, including one from his speech he gave just today, the immigration speech. You emailed me, Jeff, and said, we wish he had reversals on that, and I told my analyst who's doing my reversals for me, and she got on it straight away and found me some.
Oh,
so
there
nice. You go.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so here we have Obama, very revealing reversal. Let's get the forwards on this first off, though.
And a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan.
Okay, so he's talking about Afghanistan, and he says backwards, and I'll be lost on it.
I'll be lost on it.
I'll be lost on it.
There it is.
I'll be lost on it.
Clear as day.
He's got no idea what to do. Okay?
No, right. He's completely lost.
Yep, that's reversal is typical Obama. Let me run it again. It's a great one.
And a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan.
And I'll be lost on it.
And I'll be lost on it.
There it is.
And I'll be lost on it. And I'll be lost on it.
You've got to agree, Jeff, in all the reversals I've played on Obama over the years on your show, they've all been just atrocious. You know, we'll wreck it, we'll destroy it, I'll fail. I'll,
yeah,
you know, and,
I agree. He's rather primitive in his own way.
I should get a collection together of all the negative reversals on Obama that I found over the years and just do one whole show on it. Wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it would. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I might even do that. All right, here we have another one. Let's see what he's talking about forwards.
And even as there will be dark days ahead.
See, I don't know the context on this. He says, evil, worst enemy.
Evil, worst enemy.
Evil, worst enemy. Evil, worst enemy.
But see, I don't know what he's saying forward. I don't know what he's talking about.
Evil, worst enemy. Evil is the worst enemy. Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
Well, he's doing plenty of evil on his own.
And even as there will be dark days ahead.
No, see, I don't have enough of the forwards to know a context on it. All right, okay, no worries. Let's move on. Here we have, he's talking about Ebola here, I think.
I just had the opportunity to meet with Drs. Gardland and Ribner and members of their team and the nurses who, sorry doctors, but haven't been in hospitals.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, of course, you know the nurses who have caught the Ebola. And here he says, guard the women.
Guard the women.
Guard the women. Guard the women.
So, you know, that's just congruent with the forwards, really. You know, we're talking about the nurses in hospital, guard the women. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we have the next one. I'm not too sure what this one means in context. Let's get the context again.
For there should be no doubt that so long as I am president, the United States will never tolerate a safe haven for those who aim to kill us. They cannot elude us, nor escape the justice they deserve.
And it says, I don't need the shooter.
I don't need the shooter.
I don't need the shooter.
There it is.
I don't need the shooter.
And I think he doesn't need this hassle. It's the hassle he doesn't want to deal with, is how I interpret that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that's the same thing as I'll be lost in it. What do I do in this situation? You know, I don't need this.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's how I interpret it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reversals from the immigration speech he gave today.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, so here's the first one.
What makes us Americans?
And he says, a scandal.
A scandal. A scandal. A scandal.
I don't know what the scandal is. Maybe he's talking about the immigration bill as a scandal. That's what he's talking about. And here's the next one.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws.
And here he says, I use enemy.
I use enemy.
Ariel's enemy.
Huh.
Ariel's enemy.
Huh, I wonder what he means. Are the illegal immigrants emigres? He's using them as a...
I use them? Enemy. I think so. I think that's the most direct, literal translation I can come
He's using the illegal immigrants as a political pawn.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, it's pretty obvious. That's what it means. It's got to.
Yep, that's pretty obvious to me. Okay. All right, and... Here we have the next one.
I know some worry immigration will change the very fabric of who we are.
And he says, I will figure bad fear.
You will figure bad fear.
There it is.
You will figure bad fear.
I wonder what he means by that.
I don't know.
I will figure bad fear. I think maybe he's thinking people will be afraid of immigrants, or making immigration reform, or I don't know. I'll let you listeners out there ponder that one.
Yeah, that's one to ponder.
And here we have the next one.
Mass deportation would be both impossible and contrary to our character.
And he says, you'll beat Sam.
Don't beat Sam. Don't beat Sam.
And again.
Don't beat Sam.
He's going to overcome. They're going to overcome America. They're going to find a way around the immigration laws and get in. That's how I interpret that. Okay.
Yep. What did he say exactly? I couldn't quite make it out. I'll beat Sam.
You'll beat Sam. S-A-M. You, as in Y-O-U, apostrophe I-L. You'll beat Sam.
That's Uncle
Don't
Sam.
Beat Sam.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly right. Yes.
Don't beat Sam. Don't beat Sam.
Yes, you'll beat Sam.
Don't beat Sam.
And he's saying they're going to find their way around the immigration laws. Okay?
Of course. Yeah, perfectly clear. Good job on your analyst for finding those.
Yep.
Very good. We have to pause, David, just for a couple minutes. Hold
sure.
on.
No worries.
And more reversals with David John Oates coming up next. Okay, and we are back with David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com, and you can hear almost 10,000 examples on David's site. Just extraordinary. If you don't believe it, go listen. All the syllables are there, syntax, the grammar. It's amazing. All right, David, go ahead. This is great. Enjoying it thoroughly.
Yep, okay. All right, let's get down to the next reversal I've got here. Oh, I don't know. No, I can't really play that one. You want me to play one with the F word or not?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Here all right. Everyone is warned. The F word is coming up.
Okay. Here we go.
Students who bravely come out as undocumented in hopes they could make a difference in the country they love.
And here he says, "You're blanking it."
You're flunking it. You're flunking it. You're flunking it.
This internal dialogue, he's messing it all up. He's creating a problem. Okay.
You know, play the forwards again. I want to comment on that.
Okay, here's the forwards.
Students who bravely come out as undocumented in hopes they could make a difference in the country they love.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Students who bravely come out, as in of the closet, as undocumented... How about illegal aliens in hopes that they can make a difference in the country they love? What a 10-course meal of BS is that? I've never heard
absolutely
anything
right.
more disgusting. That is vile.
Absolutely.
The vast majority of these illegals, mostly Latinos, hate this country, laugh at it, take everything they can get from it, and keep right on laughing. And this greasy, slimy SOB in the White House knows exactly what's going on, and he is a psychopathic liar if I have ever heard one.
Well, that's why he uses the F word. You're blanking it.
Yep.
So there we go. There's the Obama on immigration.
Can you play that one more time, David, please? The forward. I want everyone. The forward and the reverse. But I want everyone to hear the lies that are being just poured into the subconscious minds through NLP and Cadence on this man's watch, what he's doing. It's sickening. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Students who bravely come out as undocumented in hopes they could make a difference in the country they love.
Oh, yeah, puke.
There you go.
Puke.
And here's the reverse.
You've not committed.
You know what he's saying there? He's laughing. He's laughing. Yeah. That's a derisive comment. I'm blanking it. Bend over and take it, America. It's sickening.
Yep. All right. Okay. So here we go with the next one. And, we've got a few doozies coming up. I hope we've got time to get them all in. I think.
All right. We'll see.
All right. Okay, so here we go.
The next May, in Chicago, we will host a summit with our NATO allies and partners to shape the next phase of this transition. We do know.
Okay, well, this is a congruent reversal. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah, become clear.
I'm with you.
Not the clearest reversal in the world.
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough. It's nice and congruent. Okay, next one along. The Fords.
Many Americans are still at serious risk of power outages and flooding.
And in Iraq, we're so serious. I don't know what Iraq has got to do with the storm, but anyway, here we go.
Did Iraq look so serious?
Huh.
Did Iraq look so serious?
There we go.
Did Iraq look so serious?
What's he saying? What's he saying? In Iraq, we're so serious?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
What's he talking about Iraq for? That's weird.
I know. That's what I said. What's Iraq got to do with the storm? This is bizarre. It's totally out of context. So here's the forwards again. Here, folks, one of a rare reversal out of context.
Many Americans are still at serious risk of power outages and flooding.
And in Iraq, we're so serious. He's totally got his mind on something else.
Did Iraq look so serious?
Did Iraq look so serious?
Oh, it is.
Did Iraq
look so serious? I think he's got his mind on other things. I think so. Yep, I do. He's just mouthing the words on the teleprompter.
He's wondering.
Something.
All right, here we have the next one.
We know that if we take the proper steps, we can save lives.
And here he says, new fate that warn you.
New fate that warn you. New fate that's on you.
Okay, and I wonder what the forwards is about. Let's play the forwards again.
We know that if we take the proper steps, we can save lives.
I was talking about Ebola, I think so. It's a fate. There's a problem. He's warning us. You know, we had this, I'm sure he's talking about Ebola. And I think that we had the same type of thing from Obama about Ebola last time. A little bit afraid of it. Closest I can get, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Next one along. Here we go.
Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments.
And here he says, our liar sure scared them all.
Our liar sure scared them all.
I'll be bothered.
Our liar sure scared them all. Our liar sure scared them all.
Nice and clear.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's talking about forwards.
Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments.
Huh. What was the allies done recently? Search for what?
Well, let's think allies. About this. Along with our allies, and the reversal is?
our liar sure scared them all. So some disinformation he's put out, something he's lied about.
Well, this is probably talking about Ukraine, would be my guess. NATO and Ukraine. It's all a fraud. We have put in a government there. We paid $5 billion for the overthrow of the legitimate government of Ukraine. We are now trying to force a war into the southeast and east of Ukraine to force Putin to commit Russia to stop the slaughter. Right. They're getting ready to go in there and just genocide those people.
Yeah.
They are ready to go.
That liar sure scared them all. He's lying. Here we go.
That liar sure scared them all.
Well, more duplicity, more lies, more deceit. Same old. Jeez.
It's all through his stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this one. Oh my God.
Yeah, let's...
Dead people.
Sorry?
David, how many more do we have? Quite a few?
No, actually not as many as I thought. Let's have a look. Hang on, I can tell you. We have... About eight.
Okay, let's take our break here and come right back and get right to those. All right, we'll be right back with David John Oates in just a minute. Okay, and back with David John Oates, Reverse Speech Newsmakers. Always fascinating. Great crop of reversals for us tonight. Wonderful.
Yeah, they're a good batch, aren't they? They're all pretty good. Not much problem with any of them.
No.
Okay, so here's the next one. I'm Obama.
And the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
Yeah, right. And it says, so evil will beat mankind.
Well, he's on a little bit of megalomania there.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, bit of an over the top reversal. Nice and clear too. I'll play it again. Here's the Lord.
And the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
And here's reverse.
We're so evil, we'll beat mankind. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable stuff. You're absolutely right. Oh, here we have an interesting one. Let's run this one.
You can get the unemployment insurance that your tax dollars contributed to. That will also put money in people's pockets and more customers in stores.
And here's a comment of great respect. He says, suck on it.
Suck on it. Suck on it. Suck on it.
And more customers.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what happened then. Sorry. Suck on it.
Yeah.
Suck on it.
Typical derision. He has no respect.
Yep. No respect at all. Here we have another one that shows no respect.
And then, at the White House, we're going to bring more nations together to strengthen our global health security so that we can better prevent, detect, and respond to future outbreaks before they become epidemics.
And he said, the hell with that.
The hell with that.
The hell with that. The hell with that.
Oh, David, this goes hand in hand with his efforts, as far as I'm concerned, and Dr. Patricia Doyle and others, to bring Ebola into this country. He wants Ebola here.
Interesting.
There is no question about it. They have been bringing cases in. We believe that there are cases of Ebola here that have been falsely diagnosed and are being hidden away. He has flown infected people into this country, not just doctors, but apparently others, on secret flights on an airline or an air carrier called Phoenix Air, which is probably a CIA operation. They've got two, maybe three planes equipped. They're air ambulances. They're twin jet, corporate-type jets, and they're flying. They're being tracked by Dr. Patricia Doyle on this flight. There's a flight service you can look online and track any aircraft. They're flying to Dakar, Africa. They're flying back and forth to Mexico, to Atlanta, where Emory University is. They're carrying Ebola patients, it would appear. So play that again, please.
Okay. Here's the Fords.
And then, at the White House, we're going to bring more nations together to strengthen our global health security so that we can better prevent, detect, and respond to future outbreaks before they become epidemics.
And the hell with that.
By hell with that.
See, that's totally contradictory, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He's got no plans whatsoever to do what he said, except for window dressing.
Yep. Unbelievable.
This is evil stuff, David. Evil stuff.
Yeah. All right. Here we have Thierry is talking about veterans with a revealing reversal.
These men and women will be proud veterans for decades to come, and our service to them has only just begun. So as we welcome our newest veterans home, let's honor them by giving them the thanks and respect they deserve.
God, I'm laughing because I know what the reversal says. Okay, he says, there was another suicide.
There was another suicide.
There was another suicide.
And again.
There was another suicide.
Yeah. Every damn day there's another veteran suicides out or more.
Yep.
He did.
He passionately talks forwards with honor, you know.
Yeah.
And he's sick. The reality of the situation. Here, I'll play that again. Listen to his forward. And you'll laugh when you know what the reversal says. Yeah.
These men and women will be proud veterans for decades to come. And our service to them has only just begun. So as we welcome our newest veterans home, let's honor them by giving them the thanks and respect they deserve.
Here's the reversal.
He wasn't at the suicide.
There it is.
He wasn't at the suicide.
That's the reality of the situation.
He wasn't at the suicide.
That's the reality.
That's it.
Wow.
He's quite a guy.
Yeah. All right. Don't know what the force is on this one, so listen carefully.
We've been taking the necessary precautions, including working with countries in West Africa to increase screening at airports so that someone with the virus doesn't get on a plane for the United States.
Oh, this reversal validates everything you just said. It says the shock that they're sending me.
The shock that they're sending me. The shock that they're sending me. The shock that they're sending me.
That's the Ebola patients coming in.
Sure. Wow. Yep. Yep.
That's everything you just said, Jeff.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is. Wow.
Good batch of reversals tonight.
Oh, man.
All right. Here we have Obama talking about Afghanistan.
And those who want to be a part of a peaceful Afghanistan must break from Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and abide by the Afghan Constitution.
This one says they paid up.
They paid up.
They paid up. They paid up.
I don't know who they are. Is Afghanistan paying America or something?
Well, it's the biggest opium crop in history. Maybe it's something to do with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could very well be. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we have one on Rand Paul.
Oh, but direct contact can be 3 feet from somebody.
No, this is about Ebola.
What does he say? The forwards.
Oh, no, it can't be about Ebola.
The forwards
here,
again?
I'll play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, but direct contact can be 3 feet from somebody.
Okay. What he's saying is it can be transmitted more easily than the CDC is saying because direct contact only 3 feet from somebody can do it. That's what he's saying.
All right. I don't know what the reversal means. I mustn't feed you.
I mustn't feed you.
I must what?
That would mean mustn't feed you. mustn't feed you.
Mustn't feed you? Feed?
Feed, yeah. F-E-E-D. Feed, as in, you know, give food.
I mustn't seed you. Is he saying I must deceive you?
Well, let's play it.
I mustn't feed you.
No.
I mustn't feed you.
Look, you know what? It's not a very clear reversal. I don't... It's not all that clear.
No.
Let's move on to the last two reversals. These are Rosie O'Donnell in a rally against the NRA.
They say we cannot defeat the gun lobby. They are wrong. We will. We must.
And here she says, all riot.
Roll riot!
Roll
riot!
Wow.
Roll riot!
He's psyching up the crowd there, Jeff.
Yeah, she sure is. Yep. Yep.
And then the last reversal I've got here is on Rosie O'Donnell.
Hello and welcome to the Million Mile March. Tomorrow you're going to hear the NRA saying that this many people were not here. But the fact is, there are 750,000 people here.
And here she's referring to NRA, says the bastards. There it is.
Yeah, well, she's got a mouth. Yeah.
Yep, she certainly does. Yeah, so there we go, Jeff. I got through all those reversals. I didn't think I would, actually. We went through them pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That was a five-star batch. I hope you can do that again next month. That was great. There's so much going on, though. I mean, you could have half a dozen analysts working on major newsmakers all the time. It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's what the plan is.
Yeah. Well, as we move, David, into the holidays, and then as soon as January rolls around, the awful two-year ordeal will begin, where the American presidential sweepstakes will start. And we're going to be subjected to that crap for 2 years. So it's going to be rich. I don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine. Keep your eye out on that. War could break out at any time there. I don't know that it will, but it is possible it could break out tonight, tomorrow, next week. I don't know. But it looks very much like they are going to try to force Russia to militarily come in and defend the Russian-speaking peoples of the East. That's what it looks like. So we'll see. We'll see. This man is not a lame duck. He has an agenda. And he is just now getting into high gear. So don't kid yourselves, folks.
Yep. All right. Let's just play a couple of the highlights, shall we? How long we got left?
Oh, about a minute.
Okay, here's Joe Biden. This is one of my favorites.
And
is that your music?
Yeah, we're running
your
music, out.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. We'll
see you next week, Jeff.
All right, next month.
Next month, yes, of course.
Unless you want to come on next week, let me know.
Okay. No, I won't have enough reversals. Okay, see you next month.
Okay, take care, mate. Yeah, see ya.
Okay, bye.
All right, David John Oates, and there he goes. Where's my music? All right, there it is. Okay, we thank you for being here this week, and we do hope you have a wonderful weekend wherever you are, and hope your Thanksgiving is gracious, kind, gentle, respectful, warm, and happy. And we will be back Sunday night, and then Monday, of course. In the meantime, the Rents Radio Network, with its stable of extraordinary hosts, will be with you 24 hours a day right here. And we thank you for your support, and we'll talk soon.